What I mean by paradigm shift is there are environments that have certain characteristics and they end. And then you have environments that have other characteristics and they end, right? So the 30s was one way, the 40s was another, the 50s, you know, non-inflationary growth, the 60s, the breakdown of the monetary system, the 70s, the acceleration of inflation, the 80s, the disinflationary growth, the 90s leading up to the bubble. Every decade has, not necessarily a decade, but these periods. And then what happens in those periods is that people get so used to those periods that the ironic thing is that kind of late in those periods, the markets are discounting those periods to continue, even though at the beginning of them they don't. So the markets sort of go from not expecting it to then at the end of the period sort of discounting it, and then you have the big adjustment in the markets to whatever that new paradigm is.
What are we shifting from and what are we shifting to, and why do you think the shift is occurring?
Shifts occur because the forces behind them cannot be continued, right? And yet they're extrapolated, right? So I think when we think about this particular paradigm shift, we think about, I think about, 2008 and 9, creating an environment in which there was a great easing of monetary policy with the lowering of interest rates. And then it was an ideal environment for capitalism because we had then corporate tax cuts. We had big margin expansions. As a result of the big margin expansions, it was very good for those who owned stocks less good for those who were the workers. We had then a big increase in the wealth gap. Consistent with the monetary policy, we had quantitative easing that had the effect of buying a lot of financial assets. And those buying of financial assets drove the financial assets up, drove future returns down. It created a situation in which we have a wash with capital, right? All the investors have just so much money, and they're chasing those investments, which is driving future returns down. Each one of those things can't be extrapolated, right? We're not going to have the same magnitude of interest rate cuts. We're not going to have another round of corporate tax cuts. We're not going to likely have the same kind of margin expansion. And so we're now at a point where we can pretty much be sure that those things are not going to be extrapolated, okay? And so then we're approaching a paradigm shift.